the trip came to pass because my husband's sister, so my sister-in-law, Sherry, decided to go to cooking school in Florence. And she's at the Cordon Bleu Cooking School in Florence. And she's there from April to July. So we planned a trip to go visit her while she was in school. Turns out we got there the last week of her schooling. So she took her finals and then we arrived. So she and her husband stayed an extra few days so that we could spend some time together. So my husband and I took this trip, and we've been to Italy many times, but never to Florence. So this was our first trip to Florence. Everyone's like, you're going to love it. Florence is amazing. I can't believe you've been to Italy so many times and you've never been to Florence. Well, I've never been to Venice either, which I want to go there as well. I did love Florence. I do love Florence. Florence is amazing. So here's my travel log. 2 weeks in Europe, July 2nd through the 17th. Destinations, Florence, Athens, and the Sporadus Islands. Two of the three. Well, actually, I went to all three Sporadus Islands. I think there's five. And then back to Athens. So in those days from July 2nd to the 17th, which if my math is correct, that's 15 days, I walked a total of 87 miles. I know you guys can't see me, but I am taking a bow. Because as I've said many times, I am hardwired to be lazy. So that's a lot of walking for this old broad. Okay, so the beginning of our trip, we're leaving July 2nd from our home. We have a car come pick us up. We're leaving from San Francisco. We get to the airport. I mean, check-in was so easy. And we were hungry. Actually, we weren't hungry, but my husband has this whole thing, which it's kind of a rant about airplane food. So we decided to eat at the airport. And they have a restaurant at the airport in the international terminal. It's called Mustard's Grill, which is actually a very nice restaurant in Napa. So that's where we went. I ordered the grilled cheese. It's like, you know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So grilled cheese makes sense, right? It was so coated in butter that it was like dripping off of the bread. I don't recommend the grilled cheese at the Mustard Grill in the International Terminal in San Francisco. However, I did have a chef's kiss cappuccino that was amazing. So we get on the plane, get situated in our little pods. At this age, I'm much too old to be uncomfortable. So we are flying first class. So we're in our little pods and I'm like getting my stuff organized and, you know, getting my pillows right and thinking to myself that I was going to sleep because it's like an 11-hour flight. We had a connection in Munich. So I'm thinking I'm going to sleep because that way I'll kind of be able to be rejuvenated when we hit the ground in Florence. But before I went to sleep, I kind of was looking at the entertainment and I saw that the show Landman was showing, and it's like a series. I don't know if it was originally on Peacock or if it's on Peacock now, and maybe it was originally on CBS. Doesn't matter. I didn't watch it when it first came out. So series, I mean, the first season is 10 episodes, and it was all available on the plane. So I started watching it. I love Billy Bob Thornton. He's so, I don't know, he's like gritty, like dirty, like rugged, kind of sexy, but he's very, very thin. Not my type at all, but anyways, there's just something about him. And this show, I think, is really good. Like, I love fast-paced dialogue and kind of, you know, catchy things, and there was a lot of that. So anyways, I start watching Landman. Each episode is an hour. I watched all 10. So you do the math. It's 10 hours. I slept a total of 59 minutes, according to my Oura Ring, which is nothing to be proud of. So that was the first flight, San Francisco to Munich. So we get into Munich, you know, get out. We have, I think, like an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. So I said to Boyd, let's go get a bite to eat. And or maybe some coffee at least, because clearly I'm tired. He slept for like 3 hours. So we go to this little kind of airport, you know, whatever thing, and I order coffee, and I don't speak German. The guy behind the counter did not speak English. He might spoke English, but he didn't understand English. Because I was like, I'll take a tall, and I'm like showing him with my hands. And it said on the menu they had Americana. So Americana, I was like, you know, cream and sugar, like lots of cream, sweet, light. He's just staring at me like, keep talking, American. So anyways, I get my coffee. It's terrible. I mean, it's like bitter. It's horrible. I'm like pouring sugar and like they're not making any more sugar. We sit at this little table. Boyd's sitting in the chair. I'm sitting kind of on the bench because it's like against a wall. And this woman comes and sits next to me. So she's kind of the corner seat, and then there's me. And she takes off her shoes, puts her feet up on the bench. So, like, her feet are, like, in my ribs. I mean, she's not touching me, but that's where her feet are. That's gross. She takes out her book. She's reading her book, drinking her whatever she was drinking. I didn't even look. And she's audibly belching. So I'm like, barefoot and belching, biatch, we gots to go. I'm like, so I called her the barefoot belching bench neighbor. So I said to Boyd, we got to go. Like, I can't sit here. And the coffee is terrible anyway. So why am I sitting? I just sat on a plane for friggin' 11 hours. Are you on board with kind of what the mentality is when I travel? So there was this cool thing in the airport. So I kind of wrote about that too. They're called NAP cabs, NAPCAB. And there's these little self-contained units, like you swipe your credit card, you go in, it has a bed, you like close the curtain, it has like a little desk in there. I didn't go in, but I saw a picture of it. And you can like sleep. So like if you had like a 3 or 4 hour layover in Munich, you could get in there and take a little restivo, which I thought was super cool. They also have smoking rooms in the airport, sponsored by Camel cigarettes. So it has like the big camel and it's like, you know, smoking, like, because smoking's so cool. No, it's not. So nap cab, cool. Camel sponsored smoking rooms, and not cool. We get on our plane to fly to Florence. Fabulous. We arrive in Florence. We go straight to the Four Seasons in Florence. Now, I have heard that this Four Seasons is one of the nicest Four Seasons in the Four Seasons chain. And I can't speak to that. I haven't been to every Four Seasons, but I've been to a few. And let me say, it's very, very nice. My throat's dry. I do have water, though, so don't worry about me. All right, so we check into our room. Spectacular room. I mean, the accommodations, stop it. We get unpacked. We call Sherry and her husband, Pat. So Sherry and Pat are going to meet us at the Atrium Bar at the Four Seasons. We go down, meet them, see them. Haven't seen them since last summer when we were on a trip together to Sicily. Sit in the bar, you know, reconnect, chit-chat, da-da-da-da. We're going to go to dinner at, like, kind of a neighborhood pizza place that they know. So we're walking around, we see the walk past the Duomo, we see the miniature David. There's a miniature version of the David. we walk by Sherry's cooking school. We go to dinner at the pizza place. The food was so good. Just really, really good food. Walk around. They're walkers, these people, these Sherry and Pat. They like to walk. Walk, 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 walk. A lot of walking. But I'm here for the party, so I'm walking too. We did 14,254 steps day one. So it was a long day. As we were walking back to the hotel, I heard Purple Rain by Prince playing. And you hear a lot of American music over there. And sometimes it's like slowed down versions of songs that we know sung by imitation artists. But the first song from my trip is Purple Rain. So I'm going to play that for you. And you just stand by because I got all my music organized last night. And ready, begin.
seem to make up your mind. I think you better close. Let me guide you.
Okay, we know how that song ends. I don't need to play it to the very end. okay, next day. So I signed Boyd and I up for a private tour of the David. And we met our guide. Her name was Vera. She was German. And she had studied art and history in Florence for like 10 years, I think she said. Anyways, she was great. I mean, the tour was so perfect. You know, you see those tours where everyone's wearing like the little headsets and they're following around the guide and, you know, there's 10, 20 people and it's very cattle calling, get in line kind of craziness. But I booked a private tour, just me, Boyd and Vera. And so you skip the line, you go straight in and it's just the three of us. It was very intimate. She was very, very smart. She had a lot of little tasty tidbits. And let me just say this about the David. It's a wow. It's not to be missed. It is so exceptional. I mean, Michelangelo was 26 years old when he carved that. And it's just, there's just so much to see and so much to learn about that statue. And I really enjoyed it. And so did Boyd. And he hates all of that. Put your headphones on. That is not his vibe. But he deferred to me, and I appreciated that. The weather in Florence, oppressive. It was in the 90s every day. It was in the 90s every day of my vacation. And that's not good for me. I don't like to be hot. I don't like to sweat. I'm full face of makeup, hair, and a cute outfit. And I was an advertisement for Lume deodorant, the kind that goes under the boobs, in the butt crack, between your legs. Like, I was sweaty McSweatersons, and it was not good. So after our tour of the David, Boyd and I went back to the hotel, to the beautiful Four Seasons, and we took a two-hour nap. It was siesta time. Now, I will take a nap every day. I'm a napper. I love a good nap. My husband, no, he does not nap. But he was hot, and the air conditioning felt great, and I just can't tell you the joy of looking over and seeing my husband take a two-hour nap with me. It was fabulous. And I only looked for 1 second, because then I put my eye mask on and went to sleep. But we had to rally, because we had plans with Sherry and Pat to go to this bougie cocktail lounge, followed by dinner at this really amazing pasta spot that Sherry was trying to get reservations since April and finally got a reservation for the second seating on a night in July, and we just happened to be there. So we went to this bougie cocktail place. It was called Bar Locale, and I will post the name of the places on my socials in case anybody's on their way to Florence. But I mean bougie. Like, you can't just say, oh, I'll have a beer or a glass of wine. It's like, we curate and craft the cocktails, and you drink what we have on our menu, which is literally like five things. But anyways, they made a beautiful mocktail for me, and everyone got cocktails, and, you know, they come halfway through the martini drinking and give you another chilled glass. I mean, it's, wow, very cool. So we had cocktails there, and then went to dinner at the pasta place, which was amazing. We had the 9 o'clock seating. I mean, it was good, and there's no doubt about it. I mean, the food was, you know, we had rigatoni and artichoke pie, and the guys had steak, and I mean, it was a great dinner. I mean, I don't know if it's a 3-month wait, but I know that that's a vibe, not just in Florence. So I get it. It's popular. And the restaurants are so small anyways. I mean, you can literally seat, I don't know, 20 people in there maybe. So amazing. So, you know, we laughed a lot at dinner. And then we go for our walk because, like I said, they're walkers. So we're walking and we're looking around at different places. And Boyd and Sherry are walking in front of me and Pat and I. And I guess Boyd said to Sherry, sis, I need to go to the bathroom. And she's like, can you wait till we get back to the hotel? Like, you know, we're 15 minutes away. And he goes, no. So Sherry, who's been in Florence since April and took Italian before that, is what I consider to be fluent in Italian. She begs to differ, but she is self-depreciating. She's a very good Italian speaker. So she walks into this, like, little restaurant kind of bar thing, and she says in Italian, can my brother use your restroom? We'll buy a drink or, you know, even pay for the privilege. So they said yes. So Boyd goes into the bathroom, and, you know, we're just chatting, and all of a sudden I'm like, you know, 10 minutes has passed. I'm like, what the heck's going on? Where's Boyd? And let me just kind of give you the layout of the bathroom. I didn't go in, but I could see that you walk in a door and there's like the sink and stuff. And then you go to the left and there's the men's restroom. You go to the right, there's the women's restroom. And next to that is like a little closet kind of thing. So Sherry and Pat and I are just like, okay, hope he's all right. And I'm like to Pat, do you want to check on him? Like, I don't know what's going on. I mean, yeah, it's my husband, but I'm not going in the men's room. And Pat's like, I'm just going to order a beer, and I'll order a beer for Boyd, and we'll just, like, you know, we're patrons, so if he wants to be in there for 20 minutes, he's in there for 20 minutes. There's one family, like, eating dinner, and the woman needs to go to the restroom, but she hasn't gotten up yet, but I can tell that she's saying, you know, when that guy comes out, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Well, the owner of the restaurant walks kind of into the, where the sink is, and he scurries back out quick like a bunny and goes into the closet and takes out the bucket and the mop. So we're like, oh boy, there's something happening in there. Anyways, without giving too much information, let me just say that there was an intestinal episode. And I don't think purchasing the two beers covered ... I can't go on. Anyways, that day ended with 20,922 steps, and I decided that the song for this day is There's Something Happening Here. That's not the name of the song. The name of the song is For What It's Worth by Buffalo Springfield, but you know how it starts. There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. Well, that's kind of how we were feeling out there waiting for Boyd to come out of the bathroom. So, here's our next song. I've already preempted it for you. Get ready. I'm going to play it.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right,
if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
Such a vibe, right? Okay, I'm going to stop and do a little radio business. This is a KOWS program promotion announcement. We're promoting Blue Moon Americana. Americana sounds, new and old, are curated and shared each morning from 5 to 7 a.m. Pacific on the Americana Hours. You can also tune in for some live curation from Deeper Roots host David Stroud on Thursday mornings. You always find a blend of the very best of the many genres and styles that congregate under that big tent where folk, country, gospel, bluegrass, soul, blues, and rock and roll blend into a delicious Americana stew. Tune in on Thursday mornings at 9 Pacific here on KOWS FM LP. The next one is a current event for August 8th, which is tomorrow. On Friday, August 8th at 7 p.m., 7 minutes max storytelling takes place at the Occidental Center for the Arts once again. Stories teach us about life, about ourselves, and about each other. 7 minutes max is the evening of 7 live stories told in 7 minutes or less. Hilarious or sublime, poignant and personal tales told through the ancient oral tradition of storytelling. This evening will be sure to move, delight, and intrigue you. August's story theme is hot. This is an ongoing workshop event for mature audiences, not intended for children. Interested storytellers will have a chance to throw their name in the hat to present their story. Remember, no notes and 7 minutes max. Find out more by calling 707-874-9392 or visiting the Occidental Center for the Arts webpage at occidentalcenterforthearts.org. That sounds really cool. Maybe I'll do that the next time it's happening. I don't know. 7 minutes, though? I talk too much. The underwriters that I'm going to be talking about today are underwriters number 1 and 2. And I'm going to play those for you, too, because let's just get the business out of the way so we can party. You know what I mean? That's funny. Okay, here we go.
Cows thanks Action Plumbing and Heating of Santa Rosa for their support. Their 54 years of business in the North Bay includes service and installation of heating and air, water heaters, radiant heat, septic, and water lines. They can be reached at 707-584-0714 or via their website, actionplumbingsr.com. Action Plumbing proudly supports Mark Hogan's Bluegrass from Sympathy Valley each Monday evening at 5 p.m. here on Cows.
Cows thanks Stockham Construction, a union company with decades of experience in completing construction projects throughout Sonoma County. You can find out more by visiting StockhamConstruction.com. That's STOCKHAM Construction.com. Stockham Construction proudly tunes into the Roots of Rock every Sunday morning at 7 Pacific on Cows.
Programming on Cows is made possible through underwriters like Occidental dentist Andrei Shevchuk. Dr. Shevchuk offers a full range of dental care. His offices are located in Occidental at 4066 Bohemian Highway, and you can reach his office by calling 707-874-2447.
Cows thanks Rick Shubb at locally owned and operated Shubb Capos. Shubb has been providing musicians around the world with industry standard capos since 1974. You can find out more about this venerable Sonoma County company on their website, which is Shubb, Shubb.com.
People, I swear, it's not an inside job. I don't know how I keep getting Stockham Construction as an advertiser, but it happened. Okay, so we're only at day three. This day, we decided to get a car and driver and go to the World War II tribute cemetery. It's an American cemetery in Florence from World War II. There's 4,200 servicemen buried here, 1,000 John Does. Now, you drive into this cemetery and it takes your breath away. First of all, because there's 1,000 John Does, but second of all, it's beautiful. The grounds are gorgeous. There's a huge, like, museum, and on the walls of the museum are all the pictures of the battles and, you know, where we lost our men and what happened in World War II in Italy. It's really a must-do. If you've been to Florence and you have not been to the American Cemetery, you must go back and you must go here. My nephew is going to Florence. He left yesterday, and he's a Marine, and I said to him, you have to go. It's one of those things that it's not, it's like a tactile experience. You have, like, emotions. You have a visual experience. You can see the names of all the buried and, like, touch their names, kind of like the Vietnam Memorial Wall. It's just, it's overwhelming, and it's not to be missed. So please, if you go to Florence, take the drive. It's like 20 minutes outside of town to the American Cemetery. Then we drove to a little town called Panzano, which is in the Chianti region of Italy, and it literally looks like Sonoma County. And everyone says that, oh, Sonoma County, Napa County, it looks like Italy. It does. Like, you look out, we ate at this garden restaurant, you look out the view, it's friggin' Sonoma County. It's gorgeous. So that was our day. We drove around, we saw that whole region, it's beautiful. That night we went to this rooftop restaurant overlooking the Arno River. It was a great dinner. The thing is, it's on the rooftop. The elevator literally could not hold more than four people. We were crammed in there. It was so hot. I started thinking, what if this elevator gets stuck? Like, what are we going to do? I mean, we're boiling hot in there as it was, riding from the ground floor up to the rooftop. Anyways, it was a panic moment. We got there, up and down. No casualties. The song I was going to play for this day is Someone You Loved by Louis Capaldi. Everyone knows that song. But I'm afraid I won't get through my whole trip because it's 1:34, so I'm going to move on. If I have time, I'll play it at the end. Next day, day four. Boyd went to the gym. We're still at the Four Seasons in Florence. It's Sherry and Pat's last day. They had to pack because they were leaving the next morning. So Boyd went to the gym. I went to the pool. When Boyd was done with the gym, he came out to the pool to meet me and literally just got settled in his chaise, and we were just kind of like ordering a little bite to eat. Actually, we didn't order a bite to eat. We just ordered like a drink. I think they gave us water, and Boyd ordered a beer. I know. He drinks beer. What can I say? And the skies opened up. Thunder, lightning, rain. So we scurried inside and ate lunch at the Atrium Bar and Restaurant where we had drinks with Sherry and Pat the first night. And I had the Nichois salad. And I'm a pescatarian, so I don't eat meat. I've been doing this for, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years. I don't know. It seems like forever. But in any case, I eat fish. So I get the Nichois salad. I've eaten a multitude of Nichois salads. This Nichois salad was the best Nichois salad I've ever had. It was so beautiful. Nichois, Nichois. Say it again, Nichois. Anyways, if you go to Florence and you want to get a nice Nichois salad, go to the Four Seasons and go to the Atrium Bar and eat one. So yummy. Guess what came next? It's a rainy afternoon in Florence. You know it. A nap. Hooray. Danny wins with another nap. Then we went to, got up, got dressed, got ready, met Sherry and Pat, had a beautiful dinner, walked around a lot, of course, while we were walking back from dinner, kind of down a little side street. Sherry knows all the side streets. I mean, it's impressive how much she knows Florence. We see this line of people to go get some gelato. So I was like, let's go. And she's like, this is like a famous gelato place. So we got some gelato. I had chocolate. It was really good. I mean, all the flavors were crazy. So I was like, well, I'll have chocolate. We got home. It was like 12:30 in the morning. But who cares, right? You're living your best life. You're on vacation. Next day is going to be our first day without Sherry and Pat. So we wake up in the morning to a phone call from our oldest daughter with news that one of our employees had passed away. And that was really sad news. Boyd was really upset. He called the employee's mother and son and talked to them. It was just not an ideal way to start your day in Florence. But we, you know, had some things to do. So we rallied and dedicated the day to Micah. And we went out to see the sights on our own. I went to Zara. Years ago, I promised my friend Maureen that every place I go, if there's a Zara, I will go in the Zara. She loves Zara, and she turned me on to Zara. So I went to Zara, and I bought something. And then Boyd and I had a lunch at a real touristy place, because when you're with Sherry, and she's a native, you don't go to touristy places. You eat where the Italians eat, which is what you want to do, but usually you don't know anyone to point you in that direction. So we ate at a real touristy spot, which I get it, you know? Everyone was speaking English around us. Then we went back to the hotel, laid out at the pool for a little more pool time. I listened to my audiobook. And then we had dinner at a restaurant that was recommended to us by our friends, Howard and Debbie Lasker. They're our California friends, but they also just moved to Scottsdale like 2 years ago. So they're our Scottsdale friends too. So thank you, Howard and Debbie. The food was so good. We went back to the hotel. I have the name of the restaurant too. I'll post that on my socials. We watched Wimbledon match, Jannik Sinner's match, where his opponent had to withdraw from the match because he got hurt. I was like feeling plumped up like a Thanksgiving turkey because it was so humid and so hot, and my arthritis was like, oh, why are you here? Because my arthritis does not like humidity. And I had seen in the gym that they had infrared sauna, so I was like, maybe I'll do the infrared sauna tomorrow. However, the next day was sail away day. We were flying to Athens, so I didn't do the sauna. I did go to the pool in the morning, and we splurged and got our laundry done at the Four Seasons. And let me just say, when they return the laundry to our room, each piece wrapped in tissue paper in a box, in a bag in the box with more tissue paper, it was something to behold. It is a splurge. But even if you just send down one item to see how they do the laundry, it was so cool. Our car came to pick us up, to take us to the airport, to fly to Athens. And we're driving in the cab, and Boyd's like, I forgot to tip the doorman. And I was like, excuse me, kind sir, could you turn the car around? We forgot to tip our doorman. So he turned around, and we gave out our tips. Went to the airport, got on our flight to Athens, you know, check-in was seamless, blah, blah, blah. We get pull away from the gate. We were delayed a little bit, but we pull away from the gate, get out on the tarmac, and they make an announcement that we haven't cleared European airspace, so we might have to sit there for 2 hours. Now, these are the things about flying that turns people off from flying, because 2 hours in the plane waiting to clear European airspace. I mean, I just want to say a few things about that. You're in Europe. The airspace is clearly European. Why haven't you already cleared European airspace? It makes you kind of go, what? Anyways, my husband was not thrilled with that. And he literally said out loud, what year is this? 1920? He can be a joy. Anyways, we flew to Athens. We only waited 45 minutes, not 2 hours. We went to our hotel. It was a really modern hotel. We went straight up to the rooftop because that's where the restaurant was. And it was like a friggin' disco. They had like a DJ. They had all these people doing that hookah thing where it's like a big, I don't know, it has a bunch of like hookah smoking things coming out of one big container. I don't know. I'm such an old lady. But anyways, the view was, we were looking straight at the Acropolis, all lit up. And I almost cried. The last time that I was in Athens was August of 1980. I was an exchange student in Greece for 10 weeks. And it was a moment, I got to tell you. So next day is day 7. We have a tour of the Acropolis plus a food tour. So we're sweating our delicacies off, waiting for the tour guide. And I was just like, oh my God, this day is going to be wow. But our tour guide was Vicky, and she was so exceptional. You barely felt the 97 degree heat as you hiked to the top of the Acropolis. And she had tons of stories. Again, a wonderful tour guide. And it was a great tour. And then we did an amazing food tour. It was the day of the first fight that Boyd and I had. The last time we traveled alone together was literally our honeymoon for this many days. And I stumbled or tripped. I did not fall on the marble at the Acropolis. Now, I just want to put a little caveat. I was wearing tennis shoes, sensible shoes, and a cute outfit and hair and makeup. He was wearing slides, like Reebok slides. He slipped like 7 times. I never once went, oh my gosh, keep your feet under you. But I had one little stumble, and he went high and to the right and was like, you need to watch where you're going. And oh my gosh, and if your daughters were here, they'd be so mad. And I was very hurt. My feelings were very hurt. If my daughters were here, don't bring my daughters into this. And I know that all of this comes from fear, and men have very limited capacity to modulate their emotions. Their first emotion is always fear. So I get it. He was scared. Blah, blah, blah. We walked 9 miles that day. Next day, still in Athens, I go to Zara. Why? Because it was right there. Then, because I bought so many things, I had to donate some things. I stayed at the one hotel in New York a long time ago, and they have a basket in the room, and you're supposed to donate clothes, and they give them to the homeless or the needy. So I took a bunch of clothes so I could fit my new Zara things in my suitcase, and I called down to the front and said, I'm leaving clothes because it's a donation, because when you shop, that's what you have to do. And they were like, that's so smart. Thank you so much. We'll give them to someone. And, you know, I'm a chronic overpacker, so whatever. We navigated the city really well, Boyd and I together, even though we almost got lost and we started getting frosty, but we found the restaurant we were looking for. We were literally right in front of it going, I wonder where it is. And I was like, I think it's right here. I was going to play the song that used to play all the time when I was an exchange student in Greece. It's Sagapo Agapimu, which is I Love You, My Love. But I couldn't find the copy of it, of the one that I recognized. I found one by Giorgos Papadopoulos, but it's kind of disco-y, so I'm not going to play that either. The next day, we leave Athens. We're going to go to the Sporadus Islands. The first island is Skopelos, which is the Mamma Mia Island. You have to take a ferry there. First, you have a two-and-a-half-hour car ride to the ferry. You get on the ferry. It's crazy chaos. It's the worst part of the travel because no one speaks English. They're screaming at you. You got to load your own luggage on the ferry. And they're just like screaming, hurry, hurry, hurry. And I was not happy with their behavior, and I told them so in the limited Greek that I knew. Boyd stayed calm, which is usually the other way around. We went to our hotel. We changed hotels, but we went to the hotel that we chose to stay in. And Boyd's like, I'm going to go down and get a beer, because after that ferry thing, it was a lot. He went to get a beer, and I was like, I'm taking a shower, because I'm, again, sweaty McSweatersons. So I get in the shower, and I did a, I don't know what the kids call it, complete shower, a total shower, a all-in-one shower. I don't know. You know, where you shampoo your hair, you shave your legs, you're doing all the things. I get done showering, and I can't get out. The way the door works is there's this little knob you have to pull towards yourself, and I couldn't do it. I was using the razor. I was breaking my toothbrush. I was using the nozzle of the shampoo. Finally, I was like, I'm not going to cry. It's okay. He just went to get a beer. How long could he possibly be gone? Oh, I'm sorry. Did you ask how long he was gone? 15 minutes. That's how long he was gone. So the first whatever, let's say 8 minutes, I was showering. I'm a professional. I've been showering a long time. The last 7, 8 minutes, I was trapped. By the time he got there, he's like, where are you? I'm like, I'm in the shower. I'm trapped. And he was like, what? Oh my gosh. He felt terrible. And I was not happy. But we have to rally because we're on vacation. What, are we going to get mad about that? No, we're not. We walked into town. We're in Skopelos. We walk into town, look around. Oh my gosh, it's so such a cute little town. It was amazing. We just loving everything. Now, when I was an exchange student, the boy, there were two boys in the family, and the older boy was my age. And, you know, we kind of had a real contentious relationship for the first, let's say 6 weeks that I was there. I was there for 10 weeks. And then we decided to take, we were all going to take a vacation. Me and him, his name was Christos, and his friend, what's his friend's name? I blocked it out because he was so mean to me. Stavros, I think. Anyways, we went to the Sporadus Islands. So, you know, it holds a place for me, right? In my heart. Well, I also lost my virginity on that island, one of those islands. Anyways, so I've lost touch with Christos over the years, but he's on LinkedIn. So I messaged him. I was like, I'm in the Sporadus Islands. I couldn't possibly be here and not contact you, blah, blah, blah. And he said, oh, yeah, we went to Skopelos and Skiathos. I was like, yeah, I remember. He was like, okay. Like, didn't really want to talk about it. Apparently, he doesn't have August 2nd, 1980 on his calendar as the most special day of his life. Oh, whatever. Anyways, we walked around, and I think I saw the beach where the magic happened. Boyd had intestinal distress that night, too, so he said, I got to get back to the hotel. So he went back to the hotel before me. Poor guy. He's got a lot of intestinal issues. The next day, we had a boat tour for the whole day. And Boyd was kind of like, oh, my God, seriously. But it was amazing. We had a captain. His name was a pilot. I mean, his name was Kostas. He was Greek, and he was the hottie with the body. He was really cute. So he took us to Olenosis, which is the other Sporadus Island. So cute. We rented a quad. Boyd and I went around. We, you know, saw beaches and all these different things. And on the way back, Kostas pulled into this cave where he said usually it's filled with bats. Thank goodness there were no bats there because I don't do bats. That night we went to dinner, this great restaurant where they took us in the back into the kitchen to look at their specials to see if you wanted to pick something. And one of the appetizers I was eating was like sardines. And as everyone knows, in all the Greek islands, there's cats everywhere. And they just wander around. They're wild, but they're not wild. So there were cats, you know, walking through the restaurant, and one cat came and sat by us, and Boyd's like, I think he wants some sardines. So Boyd gave him like a sardine. And everyone in the restaurant was like smiling, like, oh, they're feeding the cat. Well, I read later that please do not feed the cats. But, oh, well, that happened. We went shopping because I always buy a Christmas decoration no matter where I go. And I found some worry beads, which are these beads that they always used in the 80s. I guess they don't use them anymore. Anyways, next day, we're going to go to the island of Skiathos. And Boyd's in love with Skopelo, so he's like, I don't even want to go to Skiathos. But I was like, oh, we're going. And we take the ferry to Skiathos, and we got it down now. We know you get there early, get your luggage organized. And we were just like clockwork. Luggage on, ferry to Skiathos, get off. Perfect. We get to Skiathos. We changed hotels again. We're hotel snobs. It's been documented. Don't forget it. And we go to our hotel, and we're just living our best life. We change rooms to the penthouse, which is five stories up. So I'm like, you know, walking up five stories every time I want to leave the room. But it's okay because the view, spectacular. So we have a tour of the island scheduled. And Boyd was like, I don't want to do it. You know, he's kind of like that. Are you getting a vibe? And I was like, fine. When they show up for the tour, go out and tell them you don't want to do it. Well, the guides show up, and it happens to be the lady, the girl that drove us to our hotel, and we loved her, and she said, this is my friend. So it was Maria and Nina, and we spent the whole day with them, and it was a laugh and a half. We had the best day. They showed us all the things, all the beaches. There's like 90 beaches on Skiathos. Such a cool island. And then they said, go to Taverna Thessaloniki for dinner. And we did. And the food was, oh, wow. But my husband had some intestinal distress of the fragrant variety. Excuse me. He really should see a doctor about that. So the song I was going to play is by Duncan Sheik. It's called Barely Breathing, but it's 4 minutes, and I'm down to my last nine. So even though this is the radio, there might not be a lot of music today. Because I have to tell you about the next day. We rented a side-by-side to go around the island, and we drove everywhere and went to all these beaches and, you know, just saw it all, saw the island. And when we were coming back from one of our rides, this guy was kind of standing in the street, and Boyd's like, hey, what's up? And he's like, oh, you should come to my restaurant. So when we got back to the hotel, I said to the restaurant owner guy that we were talking to, oh, we saw this guy with his oh, my God, that's my friend. You should definitely go to his restaurant. Let me get your reservation. So it's day 11. We're going to go to this restaurant. I really should take a sip of water, shouldn't I? Yes, I should. I'm going to. So we go to the restaurant, and we have the 9 o'clock seating, and we're supposed to have a table right by the water. But we walk in, and we're a table away from the water because the couple that's on the water, even though they're done eating and they've gotten their bill and they should be leaving, they're not. They're sitting there. So we sit down, and I said to Boyd, it doesn't matter. Like, we know how beautiful it is. So we're sitting there, and the girl in the couple is on the bench side. I'm on the bench side, too. I need to stop sitting on benches. And she sidles over to me. I mean, so close to me. She's like, you're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my entire life. I was like, you need glasses, but okay. She's wasted, so drunk. She and her fiance are just polluted. They went on to talk to us the whole dinner, completely ruined the vibe. The food was really good, but Boyd and I couldn't even talk about it because they wouldn't stop talking. I mean, at one point I had said something like, I have two daughters, and she kept saying to me, tell me about your four kids. I'm like, you're so drunk, you're hearing double, girl. But anyways, that was a bummer. And I was going to play the song Drunk and I Don't Want to Go Home by L. King and Miranda Lambert, but it's 4 minutes long, and again, I'm running out of time. L. King is from Weston, Ohio, which is where my dad's whole family is from. So that's kind of cool. Just a little tidbit of information. I'm going to post all these songs, even though I didn't play them. And you guys can listen to them in your own time. Okay. Next day, we hated to leave Skiathos. Boyd hated to leave the islands. They have an airport there, and the airplanes, like, fly in, and they just, like, fly right over the top of your heads. And we drove over there at least four times to watch the airplanes land. I mean, he's like a kid. He just wants to watch airplanes land. It is a cool video, though. I'll post one. So we're going back to Athens. There was kind of a mix-up at the airport. I missed our planned rides. We ended up taking a cab and blah, blah, blah. This time, we're staying at the Four Seasons in Athens. And I know that I said the Four Seasons in Florence was the best. This Four Seasons is exceptional. They have their own beach where you can just go swim in the sea. And you know I'm all about swimming in the sea. Any place we stopped, any beach, this girl's going in the water. Mediterranean Sea, Aegean Sea, Ionian, Tyrrhenian, you name it, I'm in the sea. So that was cool. And Boyd's not really into the sea, but he did go in the sea with me. We went to dinner. We had a great dinner. We let our waiter choose everything that we ate, and he made all really good choices. His name was Christos, so maybe that's why. Okay, next day, we're flying back to America. The flight got delayed, blah, blah, blah. So we were going to miss our connection in Chicago. It's fine. We'll figure it out. No big deal. I watched the movie A Complete Unknown. Boyd watched it, too. And then we were talking about how we never really were into Bob Dylan, but wow, his music. And there was a girl that was having kind of a medical crisis. She was having an asthma attack. And they never once asked if anyone could help her. As you can hear, I have asthma. I had my inhaler, prednisone, Valium. I know some breathing treatments. I mean, I don't use any of these things for myself, but I could have helped someone else. Just ask. Anyways, I was going to play Blown in the Wind by Bob Dylan. I think we sang that in choir in 7th or 8th grade with Mrs. Miller. Susan, I'll need you to weigh in on that because you have the memory. Last night, I was watching the Billy Joel documentary. It's on Amazon Prime. If you're vetoing Amazon Prime, I totally get it and I support you. I'm weak, okay? I'm weak. Just like if you can't watch Landman because you're vetoing Peacock because of its affiliation with CBS and they fired or stopped doing the Tonight Show with Stephen Colbert, I applaud you. I am with you. I support you. I am weak. So I'm going to close the show with a Billy Joel song that I love. It's called I've Loved These Days, and I've loved all the days of my vacation. I'll be back in 2 weeks. This has been Level Up with Danny. I'm your host, Danny Stockham. I'm going to put my song list on my socials with some pictures and some things that I talked about but didn't have time to go into depth on. Everyone say a prayer for Boyd's intestines. Just kidding. It's only when he travels. Okay? Here's I've Loved These Days by Billy Joel.
Now we take our time so nonchalant and spend our nights so bon vivant.
We drown our doubts in dry champagne and soothe our souls with fine cocaine.
On your FM dial, free speech, no bull, community-driven radio, streaming to planet Earth at kowsfm.com.